I'm just glad we're not doing our usual up here promoting court technology.
That's right.
Yeah, because it'll rot your brain. So,
no PDF slides today, I promise. But before we get into the good stuff about some of the new changes of the court that you should be aware of and some improvements that have been made, I wanted to bring your attention to a couple of things that the court has done that may be of particular interest to the nerdier side of you that likes to do legal research new and old. And there's some projects that the clerk's office and Blake in particular have been focused on that I think he wants to share.
Yeah, so you may not be aware, but we currently, on our website, thanks to help from Justice Brown, we're able to persuade the University of Houston to hand over to us a database of about 20 years or 30 years of cases starting from 1945 running up all the way through the 1970s. University of Houston Law School, for some reason, worked with the state archives to scan briefs from that period. And I learned about it from our law librarian down the hall from us. Nobody really knew about it. And I tried for years to persuade the University of Houston to give that to me. And then Justice Brown came on board, and just like that, I got it. So thanks to him, you can now have free access to all of that. And we're continuing that with by scanning microfiche that the state law library was going to throw out because nobody was using that old technology anymore. They didn't have a microfiche machine anymore to read it with, and so I took it not knowing what we would do with it, and now our archive is just spending almost 6 months every day, all day long, scanning microfiche, and we're going to put up another 25 years or so of case files, and they'll be there available to you for free.